Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, January the 14th, 2009. Hundreds protest against the continued Israeli attack on Gaza, while the death toll in the coastal region reaches 997 killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli military continued its offensive targeting of the Palestinian coastal region for the 18th day. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza reported that at least five Palestinians were killed by midday on Wednesday. This brings the death toll in Gaza since the start of the Israeli operation on December the 27th to 997. The ministry added that among those killed are 311 children and the number injured reached 4,525, including 300 in critical condition. Palestinian sources reported that the Israeli army shelled residential areas in Gaza City and in the nearby Jabalia town. Meanwhile, Israeli tanks advanced from several areas deeper into the coastal region. Witnesses and reporters said that a cloud of smoke covered the sky over Gaza City in the morning, caused by the intensive Israeli bombardment. In Gaza City, one of the targets was a local graveyard. Israeli jet fighters fired missiles at the tombs, destroying them and leaving the buried bodies exposed by the explosions. Palestinian resistance groups clashed with the Israeli ground forces in different locations. The groups reported that they injured 10 Israeli soldiers. Israeli sources said that five soldiers were injured in the morning and overnight clashes, adding that one of them sustained critical wounds. Meanwhile, homemade shells fired from Gaza continued to hit Israel. The Israeli army radio said that at least 10 homemade shells hit northern Israeli towns and the Negev. Damage was reported, but no injuries. In the West Bank today, hundreds protested against the ongoing attacks on Gaza and demanded the immediate halt of the Israeli attacks. Protests were reported in Ramallah, Hebron, Nablus and Bethlehem. On Wednesday at dawn, the Israeli military invaded several villages located near the southern West Bank city of Hebron and kidnapped seven Palestinian civilians on Wednesday. Local sources said that Israeli troops attacked and searched homes in the villages of Bet Awa and Sahir before kidnapping seven men and taking them to unknown locations. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Jane Smith and Ghassan Benoura.